Tuesday, 23rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. For you yourselves know, brethren, that our visit to you were not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the face of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from error or uncleanness, nor is it made with guile, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not to please men, but to please God who tests our hearts. For we never deal either war or flattery, as you know, or a cloak for greed, as God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from men, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands at apostle of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse taking care of her children. So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own self, because you have become very dear to us. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 23, verse 23 to 26. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tie mint and dew and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. You blind guys, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside they are full of extortion and rapacity. You blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and of the plate, that the outside also may be clean. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Our word must be accompanied by our deeds. Many people pay attention only to what are the outside, because they think others can only evaluate them on outside appearances. These people are wrong, because they are unable to deceive those who are wise and experienced, and especially they are unable to deceive God, who fathoms all secrets in their heart. Today's reading invites us to pass by outside appearances and to concentrate on inside values. In the first reading, since some Jews were so zealous to evaluate according to outside appearances. They used their trick to accuse Paul for having a double life, using the gospel to get profits for him. Therefore, Paul must write to advise the Thessalonians to be careful in judging. His life when he lived with them is a clear proof for what he preaches. In the gospel, Jesus displayed the hypocritical life of the Pharisees because they paid too much attention to details and forgot about the law principle and purpose, which are the truth, the compassion, and the fidelity. They also concentrated too much on outside appearances and forgot about the necessity of the soul purification and holiness. Second, the analysis. First reading. The necessary attitudes of the preacher of the good news. First, the important attitudes of the preacher when preaching the gospel. The preacher are God's prophets who are chosen and sent by God to speak for him. They do not volunteer to become prophets. Therefore, they need to fulfill their following duties. First, for God's glory. Saint Paul clearly declared, we have courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the face of great opposition. Second, for the salvation of others. To love God is to love others. The salvation of others must be the most precious of all. Saint Paul said to the Thessalonians, so, being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own self, because you have become very dear to us. Third, to preach the truth. The prophet's mission is to preach the truth which he received from God, not his own words. Saint Paul said to the Thessalonians, for our appeal does not spring from error or uncleanness, for is it made with God, but so that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. So we speak not to please men, but to please God who tests our hearts. Second point, the preachers must avoid the attitudes when preaching the gospel. First, to please the audience. This is the tendency to please others when preaching, to make people laughing instead of aiming at their conversion. Those who have this tendency like to tell jokes or to pay attention only to literature instead of aiming to deepen God's words. In general, the audience like to laugh, not to seriously think. They do not want anyone to make them feel guilty. The preacher do not satisfy their references. The audience had only 15 minutes for Sunday homily, or about an hour for their retreat to hear the preacher talking with them about God. The preacher must know the importance of these times. If the audience like to hear jokes, they can hear them at home by turning on television, or they can come to theater to see plays. The churches are not the places for the kind of relaxation. The preachers are not actors nor comedians, but the workers who bring people to God. If the audience is destroyed because they do not have a chance to hear God's words, the preacher must be responsible for their destruction. See Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18. Second, fear to deplete the audience. The prophet who is afraid to deplete the audience shall not dare to preach the truth. For example, he shall not dare to preach about the dangers of marijuana when he knew some of his audiences are rowing them, or to preach about the loyalty in marriage when some of them are in divorce or separation. Third, preaching for individual prophets. St. Paul defended himself, "For we never deal either word of flattery, as you know, or a cloak for greed, as God is witness." The prophet had this tendency, shall deal preaching to talk about himself instead for God's glory. He shall preach with intention to get a high position as false prophets in the Old Testament, to raise funds or to sell his products. For preaching for worldly pleasure, St. Paul straightforwardly declared, "Nor did we seek glory from men, whether from Jews or from others, though we might have made demands at the apostle of Christ. Those who have this tendency shall only preach before a crowded audience and for intellectual people only." Second, the gospel. If they worry too much about little things, they shall forget about the important ones. Jesus continued to reprimand scribes and Pharisees about their hypocrisy and concern for small things, so that they forgot about the more important things. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithe of mint and dew and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law: judgment and mercy and fidelity. These you should have done without neglecting the others." Third point, people should pay attention to important tasks. The mints which the Jews use in their daily meals are too small for paying tax. They used to throw them around their house so they can help them when they need, not to throw them for commercial use in big rain houses as we have today. Jesus reminded scribes and Pharisees to pay attention to the weightier things in the law, which they ignored, such as justice, mercy, and fidelity. These are the three important things which God shall do to judge people on the last day. Not to count how many means people have and collect tax from them. Jesus condemned them, blind guys who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Both gnats and camels are dirty animals to the Jews. When a glass falls into the container of water with zeal for purity, they shall strain the water to get it out. The main thing which Jesus wanted to highlight here is the contrast about size. A camel is a big animal, while a gnat is a very small insect. Scribes and Pharisees paid too much attention to small things, such as to collect tax on means, and forgot about other very important things of the law, which are justice, mercy, and fidelity. Second point. People should pay attention to inside purity. Jesus also rebuked them of their hypocrisy. They pay too much attention to outside ceremonies and forgot about cultivating their inside virtues. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may be clean. Washing hands before eating is a right thing to do, but it is not important than the purification of sins in their heart. We heard what Jesus explained before, that not what are from outside defile people, but what are from inside defile them, such as evil thoughts, murder, adultery, unchastity, theft, false witness, and blasphemy. See Matthew chapter 15, verse 19. Application in life. We should live a truthful life with God, others, and ourselves. We are unable to hide anything from God who shall judge us. When preaching the gospel, we should tell people what God teaches truthfully and in gratitude, free of charge. If not, we shall be responsible before God. Amen.